on a news. Franco.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Lundazi woman dies after being assaulted by a mental patient. In African news, an MP charged for accusing Lesotho King of signing over country to South Africa. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 75-year-old woman of Lundazi district in Eastern Province has died after being assaulted by a suspected mental patient. Dennis Banda was yesterday around 14 hours while at her house, hit on the head using a pounding stick by a suspected mental patient. The victim sustained a deep cut on the head and was bleeding from the mouth and nostrils. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba says that she was rushed to Lundazi District Hospital, where she succumbed to her injuries at around 19 hours. The matter was reported to the police by the victim's grandson, who was with her at the time of the attack. The suspected mental patient over Chikuni village appeared where the two were seated. Mr. Mwemba explained that without talking to anyone, the suspect got a pounding stick that was lying on the ground near where the two were seated and hit Dennis Banda on the head, causing her to become unconscious. The suspect was then apprehended with the help of other villagers who responded to Mutonga's cry for help. Mr. Mwemba said the suspect is currently in police custody and yet to be charged with murder, while the deceased body is deposited in Lundazi District Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem. Mukushi residents in Makolongo area have expressed gratitude to the government for prioritizing healthcare delivery through the funding of the new health post in the area. Kelias Meleki, one of the community leaders in the area, confirmed that the contractor is already on site and has commenced works, beginning with the construction of the staff house. He explained that once the staff house is completed, the contractor will proceed with the main health facility infrastructure. Mr. Meleki added that the development will who ease access to health services, especially for expectant mothers and parents with children under the age of 5 who previously traveled long distances to Mansansa. Senior Chief Ndungu of Zambezi District in Northwestern Province has declared a zero tolerance policy against individuals who bring division and obstruct development within his chiefdom. Senior Chief Ndungu has emphasized his commitment to peace, stating that he embraces all people regardless of their background. He adds that his chiefdom's vision is a firmly set on development, underscoring the vital need for peace to achieve this. The traditional leader has also reiterated his chiefdom's dedication to collaborating with the government to foster progress and stress the importance of unity in reaching these goals. The traditional leader made the remarks when a combined team from the Zambia Police Service Victim Support Unit VSU called on him at his palace. And Zambia Police Service Headquarters VSU Senior Superintendent and Coordinator Chulu Chimuka assured the Senior Chief Ndungu of the department's commitment to working with various stakeholders. Mr. Chimuka informed the Chief that their primary aim is to curb negative vices that lead to conflicts with the law, particularly concerning gender-based violence, GBV. He specifically highlighted the critical issue of gender equality, emphasizing the necessity for people to report related incidents. Mr. Chimuka further appealed to the traditional leader to encourage his subjects to report all instances of GBV to the police, noting that despite the prevalence of such cases, many often go unreported. Kapirim Ponshu's Pastors Fellowship District Chairperson, Pastor Kangwa Chikwanda, has advised government to take a more holistic and cautious approach when dealing with illegal mining that has rocked the country. In an interview with Common Radio News, Pastor Chikwanda has called upon government to expedite the process of legalizing the mining of gold. He says inasmuch as government has deployed a security personnel, they too are likely to be compromised and might end up being equally engaged in illegal gold mining. The clergyman observes that once gold mining is legalized, it will allow Zambians to have access to the mineral-rich resources so that citizens can tap from the national cake. He pointed out that there is need for government to take this matter serious by ensuring that indigenous citizens gain from the country's natural resources. Meanwhile, Pastor Chikwanda is delighted that some parts of the country has had precious mineral deposits discovered, adding that this requires a further exploration for minerals, which has great potential to economically transform Zambia.
And are they telling us those police officers will not have their hand in those gold mine, in those gold that is being mined there? So the police for sure they will be there and they will be mining gold illegally again, because they are not there to mine gold, they are there to man the mines. So I don't want to believe to say the police will just stay in those mines without benefiting from those gold mines. As long as they will be there illegally as well, they will be going in and mine those gold. So I feel that the government should come on board and legalize the mining of gold in those areas.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's